Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Real Estate University Podcast, Episode 8. Today, I'm talking about motivation, or the lack thereof. And so, as you're sitting there listening to this, I want you to complete this sentence. Motivation means nothing without blank. And while you're sitting there pondering, you know, what I'm getting at here, and maybe you figured it out by this point, I'm going to tell you a story. I went into business for myself very young. I was 19 years old. I just kind of dropped out of college. You know, I went to play a little college baseball, tore my elbow up, had elbow surgeries 2 and 3. That was back in 2008. Immediately following, I think it was like 4 or 5 months previous, I'd had to have a facial reconstruction. And so I had kind of decided, you know, baseball is taking a little bit more from me than I'm ever going to get back. So I think I'm going to call it quits. And broke my heart, you know, we can go into that later. But went back home, parents said, hey, you're never going to amount to anything if you don't get a college education. And so I'm sitting here thinking like, man, this can't be right. You know, but if you're going to pay for it, okay. And they strung the funds together for one last go at it at a community college here locally in Northwest Arkansas. And I failed. I didn't just like fail, like, you know, everything. But, you know, I failed history 2 consecutive semesters in a row in college. Needless to say, I had zero business being in a classroom. So I was like, you know what? I'm done with that too. Bought my father's construction company from him when I was 19, and, you know, did well, actually. And I played golf 5 days a week, which was awesome. And on the weekends, I would do a little construction project, and it was fun. You know, I had a good time. I played golf with my buddy every day. And it was around the time that golf season ended. A little too chilly to play, I started to get this taste for something more. I said, you know what? I could be doing more with my life. I totally could. And I said, you know what? I own a gutter business. I had some roofing buddies at the time. I said, it makes sense. I'm going to start a roofing company. And in March of 2009, 10, I believe, it was 10, we got a huge hailstorm. And, you know, we ended up roofing like 107 houses that year. And I thought I was playing it smart. You know, it's like, I have seen all these people fail from the recession. I'm going to do something that's kind of recession proof. And so I only focused on doing insurance work, which meant my dollar wasn't backed by the consumer's ability to pay. It was backed by the insurance companies. Now, the only thing I had to do was manage the time from completing the roof to getting a check, which was anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. So I had to really kind of learn how to manage cash flow. Unfortunately, I grew up in a household that didn't even teach me how to balance a checkbook. And I'm this 21-year-old kid that has just pocketed around $186,000. Only thing I saw when I was growing up where my parents fight, then they divorced, obviously. My mom slept most of my life from what I would later come to learn was some form of addiction. My father drank most of my life, unfortunately still does. If you're listening to this, Pops, I still love you to death. And buy toys. So I saw my mom, stepdad struggle every single day for years. Nothing, right? And then I saw my dad, stepmom, who actually did well financially, but unfortunately didn't want that much to do with them, do well by choice. So what do you think I probably did as this young kid, no financial guidance? I drank and I bought toys, right? And that's not the funnest story to tell, but it's the real story to tell. And it was in a lot of that mismanagement that I started making a lot of mistakes. Obviously, personal mistakes, as you could tell, financial mistakes, managerial mistakes. And so I started going through this whole like form of destruction. And I said, wait, you know, I'm not making enough money to support my habit. I need to go start more companies. Obviously, that's worked out well. And so I started like four more businesses in the same year, which was one of the dumbest things you could ever do. It's how I learned to focus on one thing. And the next year we did like $1.2 million in sales, lost money. Bleeding cash flow, still making poor money decisions, buying toys, buying equipment, buying rounds at the bar, just mistake after mistake after mistake. And you know, it was around that time, I was 21, 22, I actually started a real estate company. And when my construction companies were going downhill, I started to take my focus off of them. And I started to focus on the real estate business, which was, you know, another mistake. I learned a lot in those times, and so I would never take them back. And you could sit here and judge me all you want to, I don't care. Those moments are invaluable to me. I went through some of the greatest pain in my entire life through that season, and it taught me some of the most incredible, incredible lessons that I could have ever learned, and especially learned at such a young age. And I got just lesson after lesson after lesson I would like to fire at you. But that's going to come later on. So keep listening in the podcast as we get into later episodes. It's not going to happen here, but I got a good one for you. And I was this 23-year-old kid, mountain of debt, bankrupt, chapter 7. It was over, right? And around that time, all of the people that I brought in to help finance the real estate company, they said, hey, man, we think you're the reason this company's not growing. We'd like you to leave. Out the door. I had a decision I could make. I owned 51% of the business. I could tell them to leave, lose all my funding, lose all my support system. I'd lost it anyway, but you know, I could keep struggle busing through life because I'd been working in this real estate company now for a couple of years, 23, 24 years old, and I hadn't taken a paycheck. Bleeding all my cash, obviously. No cars at this point in life. Those had been taken from me, repossessed. No house. I'd been booted out. Just out of several relationships. It was a tough, tough, tough time. And I started, you know, in this, and I'm telling you a story because I got down to the lowest lows of life, the lowest points. And that may be something that some of you guys are going through right now. I got to the lowest lows. And I got to where, for like 6 months, I would do nothing but listen to motivational tapes. Do nothing but listen to these people bleed into my life, pour into me. Eric Thomas, Tony Robbins. I'm talking about the greats, Gary Vaynerchuk. I mean, these just these amazing, amazing figures. And I would just listen and listen and listen and listen. I was motivated as hell. But I still lacked the key ingredient to motivation. And it wasn't until I found it that things immediately went the other way. Now, there were some lessons in there as well, some tough lessons, some real tough love lessons. But it wasn't until I found discipline that motivation began to matter. And so as you're listening to this story, you're like, man, this guy's been through the ringer a little bit. Yeah, I made some choices that put me in a bad way, and I learned some amazing lessons. But it wasn't until I began to practice discipline in every area of my life, my health, wealth, my faith, everything, my relationships, integrity with myself, all of those little bitty ingredients that make up this thing that we call life. It wasn't until I became disciplined to those things. And I began to make one single piece of progress daily in each of those areas. Faith, fitness, finances, all of that. I wasn't going to go out and create this overwhelming sense of change, this overwhelming amount of change. It wasn't going to happen overnight. You know, I'm 27 years in the making, baby. Like, this has taken some time. But it was that deciding point. It was that understanding point when I realized that I could be as motivated as you could possibly think. You could be sitting there right now and you could have so much motivation breathing through your veins, but still nothing's happening. And it's because you lack discipline. the discipline to do the things that you are supposed to do. I got out of bed this morning at 5 a.m. and I've gotten so used to this routine, and I've grown so accustomed to doing what I am supposed to do. I was literally screaming at myself to go back to bed, go back to bed, go back to bed, go back to bed, go back to bed. But guess what? My body wouldn't let me. It was in a rhythm, baby. It was used to doing what I was going to do. And this has become such a pattern now that it almost can't be wiped away. And so as you're sitting there and you're listening to this, you might be getting fired up. That's great. I hope you are. You might be inspired. That's amazing. Understand that none of that matters if you lack discipline. And so commit not to changing overnight, but to making one tiny change a day, one piece of progress a day. And what's going to happen is you're going to look up in 6 months and you're going to be blown away. I did. I looked up in 6 months. I had built a six-figure company. Bam. I looked up in another 6 months. I had struck a deal that would go on to make me a multimillionaire. Bam. I looked up a year later and I thought, holy crap. We've built this. Another year. I have a beautiful wife, two incredible kids. And I keep thinking intentionally daily, I just need to make one step in the right direction. Motivation means nothing without discipline. So as you sit here today and you're getting fired up, you're getting jacked thinking, I'm going to go take over the world, understand that unless you do what you are supposed to, unless you are disciplined to the rules of success, unless you are disciplined to your health, your wealth, your faith, your relationships, unless you are disciplined to the integrity that it takes, the understanding, the patience, you will not get the results that you want in life. Motivation means nothing without discipline. If I could leave you with one lesson throughout this entire podcast, what has been said and what will be said in the future, understand that. Motivation means nothing without discipline. So while you are getting pumped up and motivated every day, have the discipline to back that up, and you will take over the world, my friends. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. Hope you enjoyed getting to learn a little bit more about me, Grant Wise. Please go rate this podcast on iTunes, Google Play. Leave a review. I would appreciate it so much, and I cannot wait to see you on podcast episode 9 coming up. Thanks.